Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I am Gaurav, the moderator for this conference. Welcome to the Zydus Cadila Healthcare Limited conference call. For the duration of the presentation, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode. I will be standing by for the question and answer session. I would now like to hand over to Mr. Pankaj Patel of Zydus Cadila. Thank you, and over to Mr. Patel.
Good evening and welcome to our post-results teleconference. At the outset, let me remind you of my last quarter's analysis and in which I had mentioned that we are expecting our investment in US and other regulated markets and in research and development to bear fruit shortly. This year's first quarter, is the effect of these fruits is very clearly seen. Our US business has generated a sale of $270 million and a profit of $34 million against losses of $24 million last year. The French business generated a sale of $225 million, up by 68%. With this background, let me take you through the broad numbers. During the quarter one, on the consolidated basis, the total operating income has risen by about 19.5% to 445 crores from 373 crores last year. Income growth has mainly driven by 131% growth in formulation exports on the back of sale of $271 million in US and 68% growth in the French subsidiary. Our own API exports also have grown by 24%. The margin is up by 40% to $947 million from $674 million. And the margin as percentage also has improved by 2% from 18.1% to 21%. The PAT was up by 70.8% to $584 million from $342 million. Which has gone up by 3.8% in percentage term, which is increased from 9.2% last year to 13% now. Coming to standalone numbers, the operating income is up by 8.7% year-on-year from ₹335 crore to ₹364 crore. The top line growth was relatively lower in spite of 85% growth in formulation exports, 24% growth in API exports, and 32% growth in consumer business, mainly because lower growth of 4% in domestic formulation over the quarter one last year, which was influenced by two factors. One is the impact of VAT, which we had a benefit last year, and also we had done a major restructuring of our marketing operation. As a result, we have consciously taken a lower target for the first quarter. Though the growth is 4%, we are on budget as far as the domestic formulation business is concerned. The margin is up by 1.2% to $783 million. The PAT was up by 2.7% to $492 million. As far as our US operations are concerned, we received three more ANDA approvals during the quarter, taking total approval to 15. So we have also launched warfarin in the US market with good initial orders. And we recently got approval from FDA for ANDA of meloxicam, which was launched on the very first day in the US market. We have also filed three more ANDAs during the quarter, taking total filing to 39, out of which 23 are now still pending. We have filed two additional site transfer applications for French regulatory, with French regulatory authority, EFSAS, and received one more site transfer approval during the quarter. Our API export business is back on track, with sales of $326 million, up by 24%. During the quarter, we signed three more contracts, taking the cumulative number of contracts signed to 14, with peak revenue potential of $24.24 million. In the most recent development, we have received permission from DGCI to conduct Phase 1 clinical studies for ZYH2. We will commence the trial for Phase 1 trial for ZYH2 very soon. With this, we will have three products in clinic as of beginning of next quarter. Thank you very much, and now we start the Q&A questions. Address questions on domestic market, non-regulated market, and regulated market to me. Thing regarding results and finance to Mr. M.K. Patel. Over to the coordinator for Q&A.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the Q&A interactive session. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. On pressing star 1, participants will get a chance to present their questions on a first-in-line basis. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. To ask a question, please press star 1 now. First in line, we have Mr. Nikunj Doshi from Kotak Asset Management.
Good evening, Mr. Patel. Wanted to know what would be the growth drivers over the next 2 to 3 quarters for the company. I mean, geography-wise, if you can give some insight into it.
We believe that for the next 2 quarters, the domestic market would have a growth in excess of 15%.
Okay.
The international business will continue growing at a similar pace. We expect to launch additional products during the next quarters into the U.S. market. And also the French subsidiary will continue growing at the fast pace. We expect also that the export to the non-regulated market would grow further. Our API business, as you are aware, that was not growing, actually degrowing over the last four or five quarters,
right,
have shown a growth, and we clearly see a trend that upward continue. It's not one-off kind of a thing. We see that API business to grow very rapidly in the coming quarters as well. So the overall growth would continue at the similar number even for the coming quarters.
And what would be the margin outlook going forward? I mean, will it remain at current level, or do you see improvement possible there?
Well, margin improvement, we expect margin improvement to continue, but we cannot say that every quarter the margin will improve. We will be improving the margin for sure, because a lot of investment which we have made in past in results, and that basically is going to really contribute to the bottom line. That advantage coming to our for it.
Okay. And can you just highlight what will be our research strategy, or any kind of research output that we are looking for over the next 6 months to 12-month period?
Our goal is basically, create our own pipeline of series of molecules. As a result, we have an internal target to file at least one IND per year.
One IND per year.
Per year. We would be filing one IND for this year for sure.
Okay.
We are very hopeful of filing an IND during the next 2 quarters.
Okay.
And we also expect that to bring this product to phase 2 trial, to have a proof of concept of this product. Beyond that, we are open to look at partners to work on it. We are not driven by R&D revenues at this moment, but we would see that R&D revenues would be a reality in the year FY 2008-09.
Okay. And I suppose you are doing some good work on the biotech side also. So any kind of insight that you can give on that front?
At this moment, we are doing work on biotech. That would suffice, but we would not like to give any further information. An appropriate time, we would disclose all the information.
Okay. Thank you very much, and all the best.
Thank you very much, sir. Next, we have Anshu Govil from CLSA.
Yeah, good afternoon. Good evening. My question is regarding the gross margins. On a sequential basis, the margins have improved by around 650 basis points. Now, what I want to understand is how much of it is because of translation gains you might have had on inventory. So, and what will be the normalized margins be? Hello?
Can you explain this? What do you mean by translation to inventory? Sorry?
Rupee has depreciated during the quarter, and whatever inventory and accounts receivable we have in foreign currency, so we have some positive impact on that.
Yeah.
So how do we account for that? It can be accounted for in cost of goods sold, and gross margins improve because of that. So what is the extent of that?
I do not think there is a major increase because of the exchange fluctuation in our case, because most of the currencies were booked somewhere in the month of March.
But anyhow, we can provide you some specific numbers, but as per our understanding, there is no major impact of currency appreciation in our case, because we have a policy of forward booking our export receivables.
So, gross margins of 65% this quarter would be sustainable going forward, so?
That's what we believe.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much, sir. Next, we have Mr. Shubhan Majumdar from Macquarie Securities.
Hello everyone. I just had two questions. One was on the French generic business. If you could tell us what was the revenues and profits for the quarter, and some outlook on the French generic business with regard to profitability, any sense of which quarter it will possibly break even?
The French business for the quarter, the sale was 225 million rupees, and the profits were minus 8 million. There was a loss of 8 million rupees.
Sorry, the profit was?
8 million rupees.
Loss
was 8 million rupees.
8 million. Loss of 8 million.
Loss of 8 million rupees on a turnover of 225 million. As we have said before, we expect to break even in the coming years, but not in this year.
In fiscal 08.
Sorry?
Break even at the PAT level on fiscal 08.
Yeah.
Okay, any sense, first half or second half, would you like to say anything on that?
Second half.
Perfect. Okay. And on the Altana business, if you could just give us the numbers for the quarter, your share of revenues and profits.
For the quarter, our share of revenue was 222 million and the profit was 182 million.
182 million. Okay. Any outlook in terms of how the volumes have been, and you were possibly foreseeing some kind of an increase possibly in the second half of this year or going into next year. Are you seeing any kind of increased uptake from them?
We have been telling that we would be expecting an overall bottom line contribution by Altana between 55 to 60 crores every year, and we would maintain that guidance to you.
Okay, and the third is on the new molecules on which you are taking them into phase 2, and likewise for the other molecules in the IND pipeline. What is the timeline in terms of the domestic market launch?
Oh, these are, these are NCE, and the timeline for an NCE varies between 8 to 10 years of development cycle. So it's very difficult for us to say it, and you should also fully be aware that these are in phase 1 or phase 2, and the product can fail even at phase 3 level. So for us to give you a specific number here for guideline for that, but if we are successful with the very first molecule, we believe that our launch should be in the year 2011.
For the first one?
First one, yeah. But again, I would like to basically draw your attention that these are very risky, and we are not building any revenue models at this moment on this pipeline.
And there has been some changes in the French business in terms of distribution. What has been the effect on the business and revenues on account of these changes that you have seen? And
these changes would have real effect starting from the next quarter, because they were just trying to begin launching our products. So the real benefit we would see in the next two quarters of this partnership with Evolufarm, which is the company in France, which represent the buying group of 2,250 retail pharmacies.
Are you seeing any increased pricing pressure in the French generic?
Currently, we are not seeing that.
So, you would roughly say realization as a whole in the market is stable on a year-on-year basis?
Yes, that's true.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, sir. Next, we have Mr. Rana from Kotak Securities. Mr. Rana? I'll take the next question. Next, we have Mr. Ravi Agarwal from JP Morgan.
Yeah, hi, this is Jisil. Just one or two issues. Firstly, on the domestic market, we are seeing a growth of about, 4%. You talked about in your opening remarks the fact that this is in line with your internal estimate because of some changes in some field force. Can you just explain this a little bit more in terms of what changes you had made and what was your full year expectation, and how does it look now?
Okay, let me explain you. We had close to 13 marketing division in the company. We consolidated this 13 marketing division into 10 marketing division. And while doing so, obviously we were made certain changes of product transfer, people transfer, etc. So we expected that since we made these changes this quarter, we should basically not take a very high growth target, because if we take that, then while implementing the change, there could be some issues. So I think we basically have consciously decided to do this. So in the process, we have reduced the some of the unwanted low productive field force and basically focus on high growth, high potential and high growth territory by adding some people. Now all that is basically has going to help us in terms of improving our overall field force productivity going forward, and that is why we have done this. And this is part of the initiative which we have been doing for overall improving the marketing productivity of the whole company. So I think that is the reason why we have taken a low growth target. So we are actually 100% on the budget, but because we had planned for low, because there was a base effect, of course, and this was there. So we said we would not like to aggressively take a growth target, but the coming quarters, our targets are high.
Right. Have you seen any loss or gain in market share in the products which were transferred?
No, actually, we have been monitoring this on a very regular basis, and we are seeing that actually we are actually doing on some of the products better than what we were doing previous. There are some small products where we have lost some market share, but that does not have any significant impact on the overall number.
Do you have a sense of how much would have been the price increase in this quarter in the domestic business?
I don't think we have any. We have no price increase this quarter.
Right. Do you have any plans in the current year or in the next year?
For increasing the price?
Yeah.
We are watching now, so we don't want to be on the newspaper headlines.
Okay. And what about the U.S. business? You know, how do you see it kind of shaping up?
I think we are, our strategies are going in the right direction. I can say from the last product which we launched, I've told you before that Aubrey product we launched, we've got more than 10% market share. The last product we launched was Meloxicam. You know, the day one, there were 11 companies' product got approved. In that scenario also, we have got more than 10% market share. That proves to say that our strategy is right and is moving in the right direction.
Right. Just the last one from my side. Can you explain the reduction in the raw material costs, which are the main reasons contributing to this?
See, I think there are several reasons why it has happened. A is there is an overall better product mix. B, that exports started earning more. The API, which was losing money, now is making money. And all of that has helped us to improve the overall raw material cost. And of course, there is also an impact of shifting product to from loan license to our own plants in Baddi, which also has improved in some margins. And you will see that there is some increase in excise as a result.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Next, we have Mr. Rana from Kotak Securities. Mr. Rana?
We are missing him.
Yeah, good evening, sir. You mentioned that last year you have had 7 contracts in global contract engineering business with a peak revenue potential of $23.6 million. So what part of this revenue can be realized this year, and by when can we realize the full revenue potential?
I think, Mr. Rana, I don't have the data in front of me to give you this details, but we can give you offline. I would request Mr. M.K. Patel to provide you this information. I understand your question was not very clear, but what I understood your question was, what will be the revenue expectation of the contract manufacturing this year and going forward?
Right.
I can only say that our target for this year is about 20 crore rupees.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Next, we have Mr. Rajesh from ICICI Securities.
Good evening and congrats for a good set of numbers. Firstly, if Mr. Pankaj Patel can shed some light on contract manufacturing business with specific focus on the main JV and when the production and all will go on? And from a medium-term perspective, what sort of strategies for this business in the overall objective and the goal of $1 billion revenue by 2010?
Thank you, Rajesh, for the compliments. I was in fact looking forward from every one of you, but I at least got first one. Thank you very much, and I believe every other colleagues of yours there would have the same feeling. Coming to specific to your question, I think Zydus main project is moving very much on schedule. We are moving towards completing the construction of the plant, and we would start installing the equipment. As we have originally envisaged, there is no delay, so next year we should be seeing products being site transferred here. All of the products which we have selected, Maine has independently done the filing of ADA, so this will go, all the products will be done through a site transfer, so there will be a shorter period for us to get product approvals. We expect the revenues to start from 2008 onwards, and in 2009 and 2010, we will see the peak of these revenues. The product list, which we contains about eight products, many of them, most of them are going to, for which the patents are going to expire, and we would be among the first tranche of launching this product in the global market through Maine. So we expect this joint venture to be very successful, contributing high numbers. We know that there is a Altana gap we are going to get in 2010, and this is going to be a bridge which we are creating, which will allow us to cross this gap very easily. Going forward on the our plan, our vision of creating a billion-dollar company by 2010, we have our first milestone coming this year, crossing the 400 million mark, which we are very confident we will cross. And going forward, we have plans in place, including organic and inorganic growth, to ensure that we hit this billion-dollar mark by 2010. I believe that about 80% will be achieved organically, about 20% will be done through inorganic play.
I think that's useful, and wish you good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Next, we have Mr. Rahul Sharma from Carvey. Mr. Sharma.
Hi. First of all, I would like to congratulate the management on a very good set of numbers. And sir, just wanted to ask, what was the U.S. business that we clocked in for the first quarter? And are we confident of doing close to 30 million for the year?
Yes, thank you for the compliments. I think we are confident of achieving the numbers which we have committed, which is $30 million by end of the this financial year. This quarter, the sale was 271 million rupees.
And so how much of contract manufacturing revenues did we book in this quarter?
This quarter, the revenue was 6 million rupees.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star 1 now. We have a follow-up question from Mr. Pawan of Kotak.
Yeah, good evening and congratulations to the team on a good set of numbers. In fact, hopefully we're looking much more than this from you in the next few quarters or next few years. So that's okay, Mr. Patel. You said that 80% of your $1 billion in 2010 is organic. So that's about $800 million, so roughly doubling in the next 3 years.
Yes.
And can I understand a little what will drive that? I mean, let's say key geographies. Let's say U.S. How much will that contribute?
I would not like to give you so much of details at this moment. We have a plan, and I think whenever we have a meeting, we would be happy to discuss this more in detail with you. However, you know, it's public knowledge. We are talking about our global business to become about $370 million by 2010. That gives you a clear idea from where we are and where we are going. From a current 73 million, we are trying to reach to 370 million by 2010. Our domestic business will continue to grow. Some of our joint venture will start contributing much more. You know, we have a very important joint venture with Bharat Serum and Vaccine, under which we are developing an NDDS-based oncology drug. We are planning, we are already in clinic now with this drug, and we plan to launch in some unregulated market this product before end of this year. And we expect that we would be filing in both US, Europe, this product. We have a full patent protection because we have our own IPR in this. This itself can contribute significant numbers into this. So all of these are going to basically allow us to reach to this 800 million or close to the 800 million number. The balance would be done inorganic. However, you know, these are the questions which basically can be answered much on an abstract form at this moment. But if you meet, I will be happy to discuss this
sure.
more and give you more
sure.
Clarity on this.
Sure. Second question which I want to understand a little is, France, Evilufarm, you'll be going basically variable from 1st Jan 2007, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Why does the break even happen in H2? I mean, I'm just trying to understand what different will it be? I mean, what
happens, there are two things. One is that by getting variable, I will not become zero as far as my fixed costs are concerned. So it will take some time before we completely break even, and that's why we said H2.
Okay, fine, that's part one.
But there will be small losses, in fact. That's, we don't see the big, but then one has to be clear that not to say that, well, there will be profit from the first quarter itself. And also some of the site transfer will get kick in that time to give some cost advantage as far as cost of goods are concerned.
Okay. What kind of fixed costs would you have in that market?
I don't have the data in front of me.
Ballpark, I'm not going to...
I think the fixed cost would be approximately $2 to $3 million, but I don't have the number in front of me, so I don't want to
just
guess it. Since you told me, I'm trying to make a guess, so I may be wrong, so pardon me if I'm wrong, but as I remember, it's $2 to $3 million.
So basically in this business, for France, the only way to make money is when you're shipping out of India and you're on a variable, some partnership agreement.
I believe that we need to reach customers in a much larger number, and to do on your own, you can make money, but that would basically require a significant large sales volume. So I don't think that's the only formula. But, you know, for a startup company or a small company, this could be a better model. That's what we believe.
And we should think
differently, and that's what one of the idea of doing differently here.
Okay. And on Brazil, can you just give us some idea? Because, you know, that apparently seems to be a very promising market for some companies.
Yeah, Brazil, you know, we just started, and this quarter our sale was 48 million rupees.
Okay, and what were your profits in U.S. of that 271 million?
The profit in U.S. was 34 million rupees.
I mean, can I understand this a little more?
After U.S. cost.
Consolidated?
This is after U.S. cost.
After the U.S. cost.
So these are not cost, the profits which are booked in India. This is the profit of the U.S. subsidiary.
Okay, so
but this is before allocation of any R&D cost.
Sure. Before R&D, if I look at consolidated, it would be much significantly higher than this, or
correct. So whatever is the transfer price number is not included in this. This is the profit of the US subsidiary.
Okay, fine. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, sir. Next, we have Mr. Alok Dalal from India Infoline.
Good evening, sir, and congratulations on a good set of numbers. Sir, can you throw some light on the three new contracts which you've signed?
We are not giving any specific details. I'm sorry, I cannot provide you further details for
commercial
reasons.
Okay. And, sir, you spoke about inorganic growth. So can you share some details as to what kind of companies you are looking at?
We are not going to give you any further details. Since the question was, how are you going to reach your billion, I just gave you very broad, but anything about M&A, we are not saying except public knowledge that we want to acquire something in Spain and Italy.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Participants who wish to ask questions, may please press star 1 now. We have a follow-up question from Mr. Rahul of Carvey.
So I just wanted to get a feel on your consumer business. You acquired the artificial butter business. How much did it contribute to our revenues in the current quarter, and how do you see it scale up?
The current quarter, the revenue contribution was 80 million rupees. And going forward, it is going to grow at about 30%.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Participants who wish to ask questions, may please press star 1 now. Participants who wish to ask questions, may please press star 1 now. At this moment, there are no further questions from participants. I would like to hand over the floor back to Mr. Patel for final remarks.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for joining the conference call, and I look forward to talking to you next time. Thank you and have a nice weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for choosing WebEx Conferencing Service. That concludes this conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you and have a nice evening.